Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the emergency expert herself, Sandy Reavy.
Boy, that was close.
And it is episode 256, June 19th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have Sandy's astrologically interesting day and favorite day, June 19th, Jupiter sextile Saturn retrograde.
As a matter of fact, I'm a no-nonsense person these days.
Tuesday, June 20th, Venus in shadow.
Approaching her retrograde phase.
Wednesday, June 21st, Sun ingress Cancer.
Summer solstice.
And Mercury sextile Mars.
Understand quickly.
And Saturday, June 24th, Mercury sets as a morning star.
Into the underground on a secret mission.
And Sunday, June 25th, Mercury square Neptune.
Verify before you believe.
And in talisman time, Sandy has finished three and some more surprises upcoming. And on the horizon, we have our July forecast coming up on the 24th, as well as a very special Venus Star Point talisman workshop. And in our house, following a recent family emergency, Sandy and I are going to discuss the events and how grateful we are for the successful outcome. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions. I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story. Hello, emergency expert.
Whew. I mean, at the drop of a hat, you never know what you must be ready for at any time, all times.
Right. And that's pretty much the lesson of life that we get sometimes in those very quick and never planned events. So for all of you listening, there was a recent family emergency that happened, and we will discuss that in our house. But just as a quick precursor, there
all
is a happy,
well.
Yeah, there
all
is a
well
happy
now.
Ending. So let's move into the top of the episode, where I love to go direct to all of you listeners. Thank you again for sending in your feedback, your messages. We read them all and we adore them all. So keep them coming, please. You can always email me, alex@intentionbeads.com, or head over to wherever you listen to this podcast and give us a written review, because those are always the most helpful. We received an anonymous message from a friend.
Let me see if I can figure it out.
This person was finished with a recent reading and said, it is always so interesting to learn about the roles of celestial bodies in our lives. Thank you so much.
Oh, I can't.
And also, thank you, everybody. Again, this podcast does mean so much to us. It means even more when you're engaged with us. So please email me with your feedback, whatever it is, or questions, because we'd love to answer those here on the podcast. So without further ado, let's get into the transits, where we start off the week today, Monday, June 19th, with your astrologically interesting day and favorite day, all wrapped up into one. Jupiter sextile Saturn retrograde.
Right. So Jupiter is in Taurus. Jupiter's in Taurus the rest of the year, and making a sextile, a nice 60 degree aspect to Saturn, who's retrograde. He just went retrograde in Pisces. So there's reception here because Jupiter rules Pisces. Mm-hmm. So with reception, it's a really nice communicative opportunity for them to discuss. And these are the two superior planets, right? They don't move quickly. They move slowly. Jupiter moves a 12-year cycle. Saturn's even longer, a 29-year cycle. So when they can meet up in a any aspect, and just as a quick aside, their last aspect was in December of 2020. Right? That seems like a long time ago,
it
right?
It does. It feels like an eternity ago.
So this is their first aspect since they conjoined together at 0 degrees of Aquarius, which begins a new 200-year cycle of air economy, air quality, right? Mm-hmm. Share, air mm-hmm. share, about societal structures and, you know, what is good for everyone in the human race.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be in that for 200 years.
All right. Bring it on.
But this is the first aspect that they've made to each other. And again, as I said, with reception and a sextile, these are two good, nice, blendable qualities that there's not a harsh aspect between them here, mm-hmm. nor, you know, and with reception, we say, oh, yes, one is listening to the other. They're willing to work together. Now, we're only going to get one pass of this, even though Jupiter will start retrograding in September. Saturn is already retrograde. They will not come together. They will get really close, but as we say, no cigar. They will get really close in February of 2024, but they do not aspect one another by exact degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I call this as a matter of fact, again, as a matter of fact, these are the true statements, right? It's Saturn. I'm a no-nonsense person these days. Now, just really interesting. You're able to make solid gains. You're able to prune the excess. There's a need for freedom through Jupiter, but with a daily accomplishment of Saturn. So what is your freeing vision that you want to excel at or gain,
mm-hmm.
right? Jupiter wisdom, international travel, finding different cultures, find different beliefs, finding different spiritual mechanisms that you accomplish daily. So it's a practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we say practice, you know, it's so funny when you say, you know, what practice, you know, like a doctor, you know, I've been seeing a lot of doctors lately. We'll tell that in the emergency, our house thing, but, you know, it's something that you do on a regular as a practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can see what works. You can see what will work. And I really like that this for, you know, your brother, my son, for who had this emergency, he has this going for him in his chart as well. So, you know, I just want to make mention because, like, as I mentioned, these are the two superior. These are planets that kind of separate, even in generations, they separate even smaller portions in a big generation.
Right. Okay.
But they're going to make their next aspect after Monday the 19th will be a square to each other in August of 2024. And they'll do that three times. So that's a square. So that's going to be a little bit more, maybe a little bit more anxiety induced, but has more oomph to get something done. And then the one after that will be a trine. Trines are easy energy. They will trine each other in November of 2025, just for one time. So that forward thinking of what can we do now that, you know, will be put to the test possibly August of 2024. Because if you've done it right, you're going to have it work out well for you.
Right.
So what are you practicing as a no-nonsense matter-of-fact type of plan, right? Very interesting. Yeah. So that's why it's my favorite
that
day.
That is a big day.
And it's my astro interesting day because this is the first time in, you know, just in about 2.5 years that they have been able to aspect one another. In other words, first time they've been able to see each other since December of 2020.
Mm. And moving on to the next day, which is Tuesday, June 20th, Venus in shadow.
So Venus moves into the 12 degree area of Leo in everyone's chart.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I know it's the 12th house. I have to picture that for you. Where's your moon? I forget what house your moon is in. Your moon is in like the second house.
I think so.
So it's
yep.
in the second house. Mm-hmm. So when Venus moves into the shadow period, she moves into a area of the sky, a particular degree that she will meet back up in. And this is the first degree she will retrograde back to is 12 degrees because she'll retrograde July 23rd. So not for another, you know, week, another month, excuse me, another month where she's approaching her retrograde phase. So this just says she goes into shadow. So another, anything that has to do with Venusian situations like love, beauty, connections, art, friendships, what you value, self-worth, will be going into a review process down the line. So by putting that on your calendar on this 20th of this month, you'll be able to recognize some of the same situations that will be coming up for you for over another, you know, 4 or 5 months.
All right.
So you might just want to note that to, you don't have to maybe possibly finish something because it will come back up for review. Okay. So I always like to note that. That's why I've been starting. I know you said, well, we don't normally tell people these things. I'm like, but as you follow the astrology more and more, like I do, please note that, right?
Venus in shadow.
Venus in shadow.
It's a
precursor.
She's
not retrograde yet. Mm-hmm. She's still moving forward. She's going to go all the way up to 28 degrees of Leo. Then she's going to retrograde. Retrograde
along
come
this same
all
path.
The way back to 12. Mm-hmm. So she will be back here. One more time, and she'll pause here for a long period of time. Yeah. Okay.
So Wednesday, June 21st, we have two transits. The first is Sun ingress Cancer. Happy birthday, Cancers, and welcome to the summer solstice, everyone.
Summer solstice day. This is at 9:58 a.m. Of course, we're in Central Chicago time, and this is the longest day of the year.
Yay!
So stay up really late.
Right.
Have a lot of energy because we note at 9:58 a.m. it's going the other way, right? Because the solstice means stand still.
Yes.
So the sun will stand still for a couple days right at this. So you can mark this wherever you, whatever window you look at, out at, or whatever outdoor space you can get to. Put your chair there. Sit so you can see the sun setting or sun rising, whatever you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And then watch you over the next 2 weeks having to move the chair slightly so that you can see the sunrise or the sunset because the sun's moving back the other way.
Correct.
And it's going to start. You know, my friend Susan Goodell, who's a financial astrologer, this is her saddest day of the year.
Oh, really? Oh, it should be the best. It should be.
Because she's like, oh, we're going to start losing light.
Right.
Right. So that's, and I laugh at her all the time when she says that.
So the second transit is the Mercury sextile Mars.
Yeah, this is understanding quickly. And again, Mercury is in his own sign of Gemini, so able to quick pick up, understand whatever the wittiness, the information that's coming in or the information that you're delivering out is being supported by the Mars in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mars, it's a sextile, so it's a 60 degrees. It says take the opportunity to, you know, move quickly, to rush kind of a thing. It's like understand quickly and getting finished fast with some pride because it's in Leo. You're able to be challenged. So here you could beat your best, right? Like if you've got a, you know, a number that whether you're on the Peloton or you're running or you're whatever it is you're trying to beat your best, this would be a day to challenge yourself at something.
Hmm.
And challenge yourself maybe for a longer term scenario.
Yeah, perfect.
Right. So
I always like those challenges.
Yeah. And Mercury right now is 12 degrees away from the sun. And the sun here really does have pretty soon, well, you'll see here within days, this Mercury is going to drop into the sun because the sun's moving faster than Mercury right now. So the sun's going to pass him up and he's going to drop into the sun's beams. So we'll talk about that.
And that is called Kazimi for it.
No, not yet.
Oh, combust.
It's called combust. Well, right
combust.
Now it would be just considered under the beams. Combust is not till it gets to 8.5 degrees to the sun.
And then what is Kazimi?
Within 17 minutes of arc of the sun. Which okay. is clarity, which is like eye of the storm, very calm.
Okay. And Saturday, June 24th, we have Mercury setting as a morning star.
So this is where I'm talking about. Right now, we can see Mercury in the morning sky before the sun comes up.
Okay.
But now the sun's moving faster than Mercury. Mercury's slowing down. So the sun's going to catch up. Mm-hmm. Right. He's not going to go retrograde because this will be called, he's not doing it yet, but he'll be doing a superior Kazemi when he's away from the Earth. It's not his retrograde period. But every other time the Sun and Mercury meet up, he's retrograde for one period and he's direct for the other time. So it goes retrograde, direct, retrograde, direct, that kind of thing. So he goes into the underground on a secret mission, right? Because he's in his own sign. Mm. And this is where he goes into his superior Kazemi, which you were talking about, clarity on July 1st. We'll talk about that more when we get to July 1st.
And it kind of sounds like a little bit like a hero's journey.
It is a hero's journey. Mm-hmm. Exactly. He's maybe defending something. He's having to go into the underworld. You know, it reminds me of Odysseus when was told to the only way that he can kind of cleanse himself is to go to visit, to go to the underworld and visit his mother. Mm. And visit some of the lost souls that had been put down into, you know, Tartarus. And so Mercury does this often. So it's not he's willing to do this right. Hero's journey.
Right.
But just really interesting, I find this interesting to note that if you can see Mercury, now he's a faint star in the morning. You can go look for him currently right now before the sun rises, because as of Saturday, the 24th of June, you will not see him because the sun's moving too close to him. So he gets called under the beams of the sun. Okay. And any planet under the beams of the sun cannot be visualized.
Right. Because the sun's light outpowers.
Yeah. But then we will watch, you know, as I mentioned, the superior Kazemi when it's in the heart of the sun is July 1st. And then Mercury will rise as an evening star on July 9th. So this is where he is going into what you just called the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. So this is a period of about 2.5, 3-ish weeks. So really what, you know, he has to disappear, you know, and Mercury is really the psychopomp that can go into the underworld and give messages to, you know, Hades and bring Persephone back up into the
and
world.
And tell me what that means, the psychopomp?
Yeah, he's able to move from the upper world to the lower world because he's the messenger of Zeus, messenger of Jupiter, messenger of the gods.
And repeat that word for me.
The psychopomp.
Huh, never heard of it.
Yeah.
But cool. So, all right. Well, that's going to be very interesting. And Sunday, June 25th, we also have Mercury squaring Neptune. Mercury is busy.
Ooh, and he's now squaring Neptune. So verify before you believe something, right? This is misty messages that are unclear because now Mercury here is under the beams of the sun, almost combust. So don't speak that which you don't know to be true.
Mm. Right.
And hearsay. What?
That
right.
is very interesting because I just had this conversation the other day when I kind of nonchalantly said something thinking that, oh, yeah, it's true because I feel like I've known that. There's this one of my favorite jazz singers, Melody Gardot, is coming in town. And I said, oh, well, Melody Gardot hasn't had a U.S. tour in years. And because I'm constantly looking, right? To okay. make sure that, like, I need to see her live. Mm-hmm. I'm finally going to see her live in Ravinia.
Oh.
But when I said it out loud, somebody asked me, well, are you sure about that? And I was like, well, actually, I don't know. It was true for me, but factually, I was really just waiting for her to come to Chicago. So I kind of expanded that out to be, like, the U.S., which she's had in a U.S. tour. So
that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, because this is like, and it's square Neptune. Neptune is the planet of, you know, misty waters of mm-hmm. the fog.
Mm-hmm.
And just puts a little bit of it's so funny because my eyes, we'll talk about that a little bit in my house. You know, I just had some eye surgery and my eyes are very cloudy. And so, you know, it's kind of like, is that what I see over there? Is that a 3 or is that an 8? You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of like verify before you say something or believe what you think you are hearing or
right.
what you think you know. So this is the day on Sunday, the 25th, to really, you know, Google something.
Fact check.
You know? Yeah, fact check. Yeah.
Okay, well, what a week. So let's move into talisman times. You have finished up three talismans. The first was Monday, June 12th, to become pregnant.
Right. And that sold.
Okay. And Tuesday, June 13th, to improve health and wellness.
This one sold too. I like this one. My daily practice is one of healthy support. By following this plan, I increase my strength, durability, and vitality. My body loves this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one sold. I mean, there's rare. The fact that I can do pregnancy talismans are rare.
And the health and wellness.
Health mm-hmm. ones always sell first. So if you ever see that in a pre-sale, anyone, grab that. If you see any spiritual protection or physical protection, those go first. Pregnancy, if you're looking for that, those uh-huh. go right. fast. But health, because that is always something that we need to have on our shelf and on our side.
Yes. Yeah. And Sunday, June 18th, to publish my writings.
And that one sold.
Wow.
Because it's Mercury and Gemini.
Yeah. All right.
Mercury and Gemini is about, you know, putting together your words in order.
Mm-hmm. And the upcoming talismans are going to be a surprise for next week because there has been so much going on that we have not had enough time to really.
I know that there's something going on in a couple of days. I just haven't written them. Mm-hmm. So those will be surprises and I'll put those up on the website.
Correct.
as pre-sales. Yeah.
Yes. And don't forget that our talisman of the month for June is to increase good spirit. My values, hopes, and wishes expand as I engage in humanitarian efforts. We are all elevated. This is a Jupiter in Taurus talisman. Go ahead, click that link in the description if you want to check out this talisman. You get it on sale and with a shipping credit. So it is a double benefit to you. And we love offering these talismans of the month up for you all listening. Let's move on to the horizon, where June 24th is our first event that's coming up where we want to discuss, because Sandy and her colleague, Susan Goodell, a financial astrologer, are going to be giving you the entire month of July forecast astrologically, and also a printable PDF for you to download. If you want to watch live, go ahead over to our patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. There you can find a free Big Dipper trial and go ahead and join us live for that record, that while we record it, where you can ask questions. You can even ask personal questions during that time. Okay, so let's also mention, too, that we have August 13th is our upcoming Venus Starpoint Talisman Workshop. The cool thing about this Talisman Workshop, even though they are all very cool, the discoverer of the Venus Starpoint, Ariel Gutman, herself is going to be making a cameo, a presentation to us all during this talisman workshop. She's even going to be getting her own talisman earrings herself, and it's very cool. So tell me a little bit about this. I know we've been discussing it the last couple of weeks, but give me something new.
So she is the author of the Venus Starpoint mm-hmm. book, workshop, worksheets, everything. She been following this for the last, you know, 20 years. She lives in Greece, and I went there to get my diploma, and we walked the shores in Naplio and discussed doing a Venus Starpoint ceremony. And here we are. This is the first one that we've been able to organize since then, because these happen every 9 months. Mm-hmm. And she's going to come on, tell us about what a Venus Starpoint is, and what this one at 20 degrees of Leo means for us all.
Right.
Then if those that arrive early or sign it up early for the talisman workshop, that she will be able to have a chance to look at your chart and make a few comments on what this is for you. I will look as well and make some comments on everyone. Yep. Mm-hmm. But she, because of her schedule, literally she's booked for readings until, I think she said October, November of this year. She's that busy. So, because this whole Venus star point that nobody really knew as a thing has been really erupting because she's just been, you know, teaching and talking, and there's more of us practitioners in the world that are following it. We get together once a month. We talk about, you know, about what this means for the world and individuals. And so there's more and more of us that are taking this as steering the Venus star point. So people are hearing more and more and more about where's my Venus star point and when will my blah, 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 my sun get, you know, clipped for it to blossom. And these are all beautiful things. It's all the Fibonacci series. It's the golden ratio. This is the Vitruvian man. This is really anything about beauty and in kind of agriculture that is in nature. Mm-hmm. Is really happening in the stars, and it's the five pointed star. So she started developing this and seeing it, and then watching this in patterns over centuries and centuries, and pulling it out into its own thing.
Right, its own kind
so
of
I
teaching.
Do readings that you know people come to me because they can't get in with Ariel because she's so far behind, and I'm one of the astrologers on her.
Listed on her website that can.
Yeah. So I've been getting a lot of requests for Venus star point readings that are specific for people wanting to know where theirs is and who are
right,
the
and a little
right
bit
hand,
about right.
the left hand, who's my left foot, who's my right foot. I held a retreat in Mexico in 2022 for the group. And that's where my first kind of entry into the Venus star point as a group. And it was amazing for these women to understand that. They still to this day talk about, you're my Venus star point.
Right.
You're my right hand.
Right.
And just as a follow up, and I know it's so far in advance, but September of 2024, Ariel and I are going to be doing a Venus star point retreat of an incredible 7-day immersion with her, with Ariel and myself in a Margos Island, Greece. Because I'll be running a retreat there every year starting 2023, which I'm teaching mythology September.
Yes.
And I think we just filled one spot. We have another spot available for Margos of September of 2023. But again, September of 2024 will be the Venus star point. And that we only have a dozen slots. And you can't sign up for that yet. It's not available on the website, but if you would email Alex, we can put you in a slot.
Correct. Which you basically already explained, but the next event on my checklist was discussing the 2023 Greece retreat. That is September 7th through the 14th. We are still accepting one person left. So if this retreat is speaking to you this year, we would love to have you. We'll give you all of the information you need to make your flight arrangements, your travel itinerary, and everything, even up down to your packing list. So go ahead, click that link, put down your deposit, or remember that you can always receive a free 15-minute reading to ask Sandy questions or to figure out if this retreat is a good fit for you.
I mean, there's still plenty of time to get your flights. Mm-hmm. You don't even have yours, though.
I don't have mine. So if it makes you feel any better, everybody, I don't have my flight yet.
But there is still space, and I'm teaching mythology in everyone's chart. We all have stories that are underlying that aren't reflected in your horoscope, as most astrologers look at. But any astrologer that's following mythology, and I'm one of them, that can pull out it's Bernadette Brady. She is my mentor and teacher on this, is pulling out parons of what was rising what planet was rising when, you know, say Castor was at your midheaven, right? That those are connected planet to a fixed star, and that has a theme in your life. I was knocked over when I went over this with Bernadette some years ago, and it was like, wow, that doesn't show up in my horoscope, you know, with my planets, just planet to planet, but it shows up with planet to fixed star
and myth behind
and,
those,
and the all fixed stars have myths because they're the constellations up there, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like Orion, right? What's going on with Orion in the in his foot? You know, Regal or Castor and Alhina, the foot of that one of the twins,
and it, it's, and so if it's you so have perfect that, because all the myths are so deeply human. It's so entrenched in just our historical, our ancient humanity too. And so just to see those reflected in our modern day times, those stories are timeless.
Right. And just for instance, you have one of your planets, Perron with Phases. And it's the eye of the archer. And the eye of the archer, think about it. Like, right, if you're going to be watching Outlander, right? It's the archer has to have a pinpoint, one-eyed bullseye. And so oftentimes, and I, when I was doing that for you, I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense because there's so many, like I can do multiple things at once. You have to finish one point of focus.
I do like doing that.
At a time.
Yeah.
Which then you get a complete boom right into the bullseye, right? You get that that incredible focus. Well, I just told that to you for the first time, right? You didn't know that, right?
Yeah.
So does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And I feel like I'm, it's a struggle sometimes between the two of us because you like to like go in so many different areas. And I really just want to focus on one of those, you know, what's the most, what's the priority? What's the most important?
And sometimes you take way too long on those things, in my opinion.
Nope.
So just to know that, right?
Right.
Like now that you know that, right? To have a bullseye vision of what you need to hit.
And, perfect. And I'm going to remind you of this during our next meeting. So
yeah, so there's a lot of that for everyone.
Very
yeah.
cool. Yeah. Of course, we would love to have you join us for the Greece retreat where we're going to be discussing all the myths in and fixed stars in your chart. Remember, September 7th through the 14th of this year, we would love to have you go ahead and click on that link in the description and we will see you there. So now let's move into our house. It was a chaotic, felt like an earthquake had hit, recent family emergency. So I don't know where we want to begin here, but I do want to just preface, I don't want to stress anyone out during this story. Everything is okay now. So where do you want to begin?
Well, and you know what? I was watching my chart too, because Mars, Mars, the planet
warrior.
Of war and sharp things and blood, right? It's a red planet. So it's it's of blood. It was making a square to my natal Venus. And those are not easy. Those are not easy. But I was visiting with my mom. You know, I've been down there for about 3 weeks. You know, my mom's doing great, recuperating from her two fractures of her pelvis. She's driving. She's doing. She's going to her card games. She's doing her own thing. She's going out to dinner with her friend. She's doing everything on her own.
Right.
But
and this is really the first time that I've seen you in person. And it feels like a very long time, aside from when we went to Tampa to do the show together. And that's the last time that we recorded together. But the previous time before that, when we actually had these nice microphones, and our avid listeners are going to recognize, I bet, the sound quality difference. But that, the last time we recorded on these microphones was March 13th.
The day before I left for Bali.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then it's been a whirlwind since then.
It really has.
We're now middle of June.
Okay, so you go ahead.
So yeah, it was last Sunday. I went to church with mom and saw my brother and my sister-in-law there, and we were chatting. And one of my mom's good friends, he's a doctor who knows Andrew and mm-hmm. knows him from being
a child. Yeah.
Well, from Naples, because he belongs to RP.
That's right.
He belongs to Royal Point Siena, where Andrew was working for a while, and we were just chatting about Andrew. And I get home and I'm plugging in my phone in. I get back to my mom's. We're going to make, you know, breakfast. And she's talking that she'll make the eggs and I'll make the this. And I plug my phone in because it was almost dead. And I see that I missed a call from Rachel, my daughter-in-law, 10 mm-hmm. minutes or earlier with no message. And I'm like, Sunday morning? So I call her back and she goes, I just want you to know that I called the emergency. I called 911. Andrew passed out and he's throwing up blood and it's a mess. It's all over, blah, blah, blah. And they're on their way to the emergency room. I just wanted you to know. Mm-hmm. I threw some things in a bag. I said, Mom, I got to go. And thank goodness I was in Cincinnati. He's in Louisville. It was an hour and 45 minutes. I bat out of hell, drive down there. You know, getting messages from Rachel, they're moving him to ICU. He needs a blood transfusion. Mm-hmm. He's sick. They might have to take him to surgery. You know, just all this. They can't find
where the blood is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Just a mess. I put in the wrong hospital, and I go half hour out of my way and I find a place to park and I run in and ask where the emergency downstairs and just get all this place. And I'm like, Andrew Reavy. And he's like, I can't. I'm like, you're spelling it wrong. It's R-U-E. You're spelling it wrong. It's number 23. He's in emergency room. They're like, he's not at this hospital. I'm like, oh my God. He was at this hospital. Norton has multiple
locations.
Neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I had passed the exit a half hour earlier. Right.
Ouch.
Oh, man. So by the time Rachel calls me, she said, he's not in ER anymore. He's up in ICU. And I'm like, I used to work in a hospital for 26 years, right? 26 years knowing the difference between staying in emergency for a long period of time until you're stable versus getting immediately admitted to the ICU, mm-hmm. right? Intense care. And I was freaking out trying to get this new address, get up there, walk in. He's in intensive care. And I really didn't know what I was going to see, but he was alert. He was awake. He was on monitors. His heart was 144 miles per minute, way high. His heart was pounding out of his chest because he had lost so much blood.
So much blood.
That the oxygenation wasn't adequate for his size or his organs, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And then they were like, okay, they come in. They're going to go ahead and take him to surgery. And they do. And they find he's got some Mallory Weiss tears that had stopped bleeding on their own. They did not have to staple him. Or mm-hmm. cut open his abdomen.
Or cauterize him.
Or cauterize. Mm-hmm. They stopped on his own. And so he, you know, his low blood and his hemoglobin and everything that was just tanking kind of stabilized. And within some time, he was able to go home. So his dad and myself were there. Of course, his wife was there. And we just got back to the, you know, their place and just, you know, fixed things up and did laundry and I'm cooking and cleaning and just organizing to make just a really easier lifestyle for, you know, some food and, you know, grandma's potato soup, things that will be, because he's on some acid reflux medicine, some coating of his esophagus, and he was a lucky duck that his wife happened to be there because the week before he was too busy at work and couldn't get off to go to a wedding that she went by herself. It was an out of town wedding that you were there for. Right. So he couldn't go. She left without him because he was busy working on a tournament. Thank God it didn't happen that weekend.
Right.
He could not have done anything for himself.
No. No, and he passed out and he was losing so much blood at such a rapid rate that it could have been terrible.
Fatal. And so other, so weird, you know, synchronicities, folks, right? Pay attention to their blessings because she was supposed to go into work that morning to take over someone's shift. And she would have already been gone. But an hour before this period, this episode occurred in the morning around 9:30 in the morning, she got a call from the girl that she was taking the shift. And the girl said, hey, listen, that thing that I was supposed to go canceled so I can take my shift back. Mm-hmm. And Rachel was like, yeah, man, take your shift back. And so Rachel didn't have to leave to go into work.
Right.
And she was there for Andrew passing out.
Right.
And when he passed out into the shower, which is he has a walk-in shower with these glass doors. The doors fell off the...
Made a big commotion. And that's when she... heard and rushed over and wow.
She was freaking out. He was, eyes were rolling in his head. And he's a big dude. So she was able to,
call 911, address the emergency immediately. She saved his life. Really, she did. And it was for as terrible as the situation was, I can't even express my gratitude, our gratitude for the way that that it all turned out, because it could have been fatal. It really could have been even worse. It could have been worse, way worse.
He really escaped some dire, tragic episode that turned out to be a way better scenario. Mm-hmm. So he's on medication and he just has to be very wary of his diet.
Right. Yeah. Right. And his health. And
it can happen again, right?
It can
re-bleed. So, we're checking in every day, several times a day. Lots of medicine he's got to take. Yeah.
So, yes, it's been an absolute whirlwind, but we are so grateful. I mean, I feel like not all the time do these second chances or these events turn out so wonderfully that I can't express how wonderful it is. You know, it was scary. It was shocking. It was all of the above. And but now it's turning around for the best. And whew. Yeah. And now, so you did mention before earlier in the episode about your eyes, and I will leave that for next week. But I do say that there's been two surgeries that have happened in our family in the last 2 days. So,
Yeah, I had eye surgery. So my eyes are looking swollen and black and blue. I did not take my eye pencil, my blue shadow eye pencil, and color underneath my eyes.
Although it does look like it.
So no one's going to see me for the next 4 days if I can help it. I'll start my readings up next week. So anyone that I needed to switch and push off, thank you for a disruption.
Yes.
You know?
So, wow. I mean, if there's anything that our story today in our house can remind us all of, is that what we take for granted is a lot, usually.
Especially our health.
Our health is paramount, and our loved ones are not going to be around forever. Neither are we. And so we need to keep that at a forefront in our mind to remember just how wonderful this life is and how much of a blessing health and family is. So, what a lesson learned, and I am happy to exercise that every day. So, thank you everyone for listening to this episode. It was a incredible week, to say the least, and we will be here. Remember to email us if you have any questions, any comments, and we love you all. Thank you so much.
I know. Thank you for sending all the good vibrations that everyone did. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I love you.
See you all next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.